Half-Life Alyx supports three types of player movement: continuous movement, shift teleport, and blink teleport. Early on, one of the properties of blink teleport, and to a lesser degree shift teleport, was that players would often refer to the actual mechanic of teleporting when describing their movement through the environment. I teleported to the desk, or I teleported into cover, was often how players would describe their actions, and it served as an unconscious reminder that they were interacting with a game in a specific way. To address this, we made a couple of key changes early on that significantly altered the way players recounted their movement, and as a result, pulled them further into a more convincing virtual reality. One of these changes was the visual indicator that represented the teleport destination. We swapped the abstract cylindrical indicator used in the lab for a pair of holographic feet. The feet helped provide a sense of physical presence and indicated the direction the player would face upon finishing a teleport. We also added animated feet between the player's current location and the teleport target. These feet illustrated the path the player would traverse, further helping provide a fiction for their movement through the environment. Along with the visual interface changes, we also added audio of footsteps and body movements that would play after a teleport to effectively summarize the player's movement through the space. This isn't something everyone necessarily notices at first, but it is quite obvious when it's missing or incorrect. The footstep audio transformed how players described their movement through the world, and players would often refer back to movement in the environment as walking or running, as opposed to referring to game terminology.